Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Hour number two, brought to you by Wisfis Bank. Where there's a Wisfis, there's a way. At Wisfis Bank in Bryn Mawr Trust, your goals matter. Discover local expertise with national capabilities, all with the personal service you deserve. Wisfis, we stand for service. Couple of housekeeping notes here. Shout out to this audience once again. Another great May for Kale and Company, as Greg Stocker once famously said.
By the way, guys, another good month.
Another good month. Doesn't happen without you listening to us bicker and fight, entertain, be childish, educate, inform, opine, whatever it is we do 20 hours a week. Big thanks. Also, another donation coming in.
Woohoo!
For the bike ride. Steve Pacradooney.
Steve.
Pac-Man.
Very close to Jack Cittarelli. $100 donation. We are now up to just under 4,200.
Oh, boy.
28% of our goal,
yeah, we need
which
to,
is 15K.
We need to step this up. We need 15,000 by July 20th. So
yep.
Can somebody please get those donations in?
We need
really
11. We need 11 grand in 4 weeks.
Oh, boy.
So that's...
So do I.
me too.
But no, all this money goes to families behind the Badge Children's Foundation. Not to us. Nick and I will be participating in the bike ride on July 20th. Nick calling me out.
Some of us go 12, 13 miles an hour. Others go 9 miles an hour.
Dude,
Mark O'Connor is mad at you.
Uh-oh, why?
Mark O'Connor is fired up.
Mad at me or mad at Greg?
No, he loves you, Dawn.
I love Mark.
I do, too. And I love you, Dawn.
Everybody, I love you, too.
Thank you.
No, I love you guys. You're my work husbands.
Stop yes. with this.
My brothers.
But the great Mark O'Connor says, no, he's riding 9 miles an hour. I could ride my tricycle 9 miles an hour. Mark O'Connor, top rope.
Wow. Dang.
Man.
Yeah.
You guys are rough.
Some people
I've
like
been
it
on
rough.
The bike. I've been on a bike like 3 times in 15 years.
Well, that's exactly what Dave Madden was saying, that, you know, if you haven't
All right,
ridden,
so I won't do it then.
If you haven't rode your bike since 2010...
I am not.
It's gonna be rough 15 years later.
Well, then I'm not gonna humiliate myself. I'm not gonna do it then.
It's biology, right? You know, your legs at 45 are not as good as they used to be at 30. I feel the same way. Trust me. I used to play full court basketball when I was 30. If I played basketball right now, I wouldn't get up and down the court twice before collapsing dead.
I don't like this. I don't like being called out. I'm just not gonna do it.
No, it's fine. Well, you and I will just ride in the back. We'll be like the tension hall monitors. We'll let everybody get out in front of us, and we'll just make sure everybody's on their best behavior. We'll do 10 miles an hour and take our time and get there, and then we'll drink beer.
I don't know. I have to, you know, I think that our friend George Davenport, remember earlier this month, he signed up.
Yeah.
He was at the Pints and Politics and Pints event. I think he's on Greg's side on this, because I think he's... You know, saying you can't go by age. He's finished 65-mile rides in the past.
Yeah, but
we have to maybe split this up, get some Team Greg people here to support.
Thank you.
My concern,
Greg on this, Nick.
Yeah, my concern, though,
I don't know.
Is the cramping. I'm not worried about Stocker's butt. I'm not worried about his wrists. It's the hammies. In that heat, if you're not hydrated.
You need bananas, magnesium.
Yes. Uncrustables.
Not Uncrustables.
Oh, God, I love that. Just a little cool from being let out of the freezer and being thawed.
I know. Well, my son loves those.
I think Stocker's going to be able to finish. I'm carrying extra weight. If I can do it, he can. Stocker doesn't really have any fat on him. Yours truly? Yeah, I got a little something here. Love the music going still, too. Like 4 straight
minutes
of this bed. I feel like Stocker's ready to dive into a mosh pit at any moment. Stocker's quiet now. I think we've hit Stocker in his feelings.
No, I'm calculating. I mean, look, Mark O'Connor is like blood to me.
I know.
If he thinks I can't do it, then maybe I can.
I'm almost certain that this is Mark O'Connor. I don't have his name saved in my phone, but going through the texts, I'm almost certain. He says we're downstairs with the bike. That was a couple of weeks ago. So I think this has to be either Mark O'Connor or
Wayne.
Wayne. No. I have Wayne's number. This is not Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah. Wayne's a jersey number. This is a 215 number.
Is Stephanie messing with you?
No, it's not Steph. It's Who's the other guy that always comes with Mark? I always forget his name.
Jack Costello.
Jack Costello.
Poor Jack. Always gets left
Jack.
Out.
I know.
Jack's like Alex Thompson on the Jake Tapper book tour.
You know what's funny? Last time they were in here, I said to Stephanie and Mark O'Connor, I said, the only reason I'm doing this bike ride is for the two of them,
right.
Mark and Stephanie. And I forgot Jack. I was like, you're good too, Jack. I love you.
Yeah.
He does so much, by the way.
He does
so much.
He does.
For the families behind the badge. All of this means go donate now, please. GregStockerSucks.com. You know I do. Trust me, I'm getting all the...
You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And if you've ever wondered if he really does suck...
I'm just not a warmonger. Sorry.
And just remember that the real reason is that families behind the badge, it's a 501c nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit. So when you donate, it's tax deductible. This is a true nonprofit charity.
Yep.
But who do they support? The families of those individuals that who are left behind, like Stephanie Mack,
yep.
Marissa Fitzgerald.
Yep.
You know all their stories, their backstories. And these are, I mean, the thing that I think was like a dagger in our hearts was when, you know, some of these Stephanie Mack and Marissa were saying, try to celebrate Mother's Day or Father's Day.
Ugh.
After your husband in the line of duty, you know, was murdered.
Can't even begin to imagine.
You know, yeah. And so that's where your donations go,
because
they're raising kids without dad or sometimes without mom.
Yes, that's where your donations go. GregStockerSucks.com. Go there now.
Yes, well said, Dawn. All right, let's get to the news round number two at 7:07. Here is the great Dawn Stenzel.
So, good morning, Kale and Company News Live. We are sponsored in this edition of Kale and Company. We are sponsored by Independence Seaport Museum. Wednesday morning, June the 18th, 71 degrees, fog warnings, heat warnings going into effect. A crazy forecast as now we're shooting up into the 90s. Nick will have the full forecast in a moment. But just that heads up that they're putting out these weather warnings because we're not used to this intense heat that is on the way with tropical weather. So we have that going on. We've been profiling for you some of the headlines as we've talked about these car meetups across the city of Philadelphia, now bleeding into the suburbs with at least 100 spectators. They look like maybe juveniles, young adults. The latest one that they've released, the new story on this is, the new situation is, they've released some new surveillance video of these cars doing donuts and racing at a very busy, very big intersection in the suburbs. This is the Montgomery County side of things, and it's right there at the intersection of Ridge and Chemical Road and a major thoroughfare. Obviously, if you take Germantown, then you take the left on Chemical Road, you go down, you're trying to get on one of the major highways, etc. You see all these vehicles backed up. And these guys out there in these vehicles, we don't know if the vehicles are stolen vehicles. Are they their vehicles? We don't have suspect descriptions, but we do have the video that they're releasing because they're asking for your help to try to identify these individuals wreaking havoc in the suburbs. Nobody hurt, but they did have a lot of fireworks that were going off and blocking traffic.
What do you guys think is the motive behind this? I mean, I'm going to sound like old man at 41. I remember we had those movies with, The Fast and the Furious with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, and they would race, and then they would get into these big groups and do the donuts like Dawn is talking about. I thought that thing phased out, but apparently not.
It's a social media thing.
Okay.
It's social media meetups, and they video them, cars going around in a circle, and fireworks going off.
I was just wondering, like, do they find this to be fun? Is this an act of defiance and rebellion?
They do it because
all of the above.
it's like the old story about why does the dog, whatever. I won't say that. It's a crude analogy, but why do they do it? Because they can.
Yeah.
That's the punchline to it.
Right.
So, in other words. Recently, I happened to be around a group of teenagers. They were talking about being down the shore.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, you would never do anything down the shore in Wildwood because those cops are not going to mess around. Those cops in Wildwood, they are not just rent-a-cops that are brought in for, yesterday who look like they're 12 years old and they're rent-a-cops for the weekend. In Wildwood, they're bad A. And so My point is that younger people, teenagers, the youths, they're going to go where they think they can get away with it. That takes you to places like Philadelphia, Montgomery County. I don't see this going down in Bucks County.
I was just going to ask you that. We have, so that intersection of Ridge Pike and Chemical Road, that would be what, Plymouth Meeting Police?
So it's, yeah, but it's Montgomery County.
Yes.
Plymouth-White Marsh, I think.
Plymouth-White Marsh, yeah. Okay. So they permit that. It's basically what they're saying, right?
I'm not saying that the police themselves permit it, but I'm just saying that if you, I just think there are different attitudes in different municipalities.
So Kevin Steele's more lenient on this than the DA.
I actually don't think Kevin is. I think it's the attitude of the police themselves. Okay. And I'll use the shore analogy of Ocean City versus Wildwood.
Sure.
Think about those cops, and we'll take you back to the Kensington Hottie Matt, you know, that whole arrest thing. Think about the cops in Wildwood. These are guys who know that even if they sort of get tough, even on a little lady who's in her little bikini or whatever, tankini, they're going to have their back.
We will kill you graveyard dead.
We need more Florida County.
Remember that. Sheriffs. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for a more recent one. The Florida-Texas analogy, which is why, like, they're more, look at the stats of, for example, college kids. Mm-hmm. Kids who are Jewish kids, they're going to more colleges in, let's say, Texas or Florida than they are here on the East Coast, maybe Massachusetts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
Why would any Jewish student even want to attend an Ivy League school right now?
Yeah. So I just think that you have to have a zero tolerance policy.
Sure.
And to release, to Greg's point, have we released the suspects? They don't have tight shots of any of these individuals. They'll catch them. And I'm sure Kevin Steele will prosecute them, but they'll be juveniles. And remember when we had a situation, I'll take you to another Montgomery County municipality, Abington. Remember they had some shenanigans that they were trying to start up, and even some carjacking attempts at one of them was at Willow Grove Mall. Abington police shut it down. Those individuals, they were not just like processed in a juvie hall and then returned. No. They were, the book was thrown at them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know that a certain municipality of police law enforcement backed up by a DA is going to have zero tolerance, this ends.
Yep.
So that's also my little.
I agree.
We're still, you know, on prayer watch, if you will, for these two girls, 11 and 12 years old, just a tragedy, still under investigation. These two best friends, 11 and 12, they were on one of those motorized scooters, and this happened in Delaware County. And we had told you it's Ridley Township, Pennsylvania, that it happened in Aston over the weekend. So 12-year-old Abigail Gillen, she died. 11-year-old Isabella Jones, she remains in critical condition this morning, but these girls' best friends on the scooter hit a curb or a bump, fall, and just then they were on the roadway there on Lair Boulevard near Concord Road, and there are businesses there. It's a, you know, busy area traffic wise. This driver comes up upon them quickly and couldn't stop in time and struck them as they fell into the road. So in this case, I know it's still under investigation. The police have gone out of their way to say this driver was devastated, did the right thing, called 911, stayed with the girls, GoFundMes. I mean, just, you know, I know that they were on swim teams and known in the community, the school. Oh, my God. It's just really a sad story.
It's just awful. I mean, you also have, I feel like, a double-edged sword here where both parties not paying attention. I worry about this with my daughters. My daughters have hoverboards, and they like to use them in and around the neighborhood. And, you know, most people that drive through where I live are only going 10 miles an hour. But, you know, people on their phones not paying attention. My girl's not paying attention, trying to film themselves on the phone while they're on the hoverboard. I'm one of these people. I want to go out. I just make sure I can watch them the whole time because I know they're not going to pay attention. They're not going to look both ways, even though there's cars only going 5 miles an hour. Just awful.
Yeah. And that will never end in your life.
Nope.
So, we have a story of a guy who ran out of gas, and this is Northampton County, but it was, this ended in a deadly tragedy on I-78, Northampton County, Pennsylvania, shut down the highway for many hours. Why? Because this guy, it's around 10:30 at night, runs out of gas. Now picture this highway. It's dark. Yep. I-78 eastbound, yep. Mile marker 74.3, right near Route 33 exit.
Oh.
It's just, right?
I know, that's the exit I used to get off of when I was coming home from doing sports in Bethlehem.
And so, tragically, this tractor trailer riding along, and it's dark, doesn't see this guy who ran out of gas in the middle of the highway, and he's trying to push his 2010 Chevy Equinox. He's in the right lane, but and he's with a woman trying to steer the vehicle because it's out of gas, and they're trying to push it off the road, and the tractor trailer just strikes the Chevy. I know.
Oh, God.
So he was probably 6 feet away from safety, because I know exactly what that road looks like.
I can't oh, my God. Didn't they have four-way flashers on or anything? You know what I mean? Like,
I would have left. I would have left.
Greg,
I would have put the flashers on and left the car and stood on the shoulder.
Well, I mean, so the woman's in the car so she survived. She's in the hospital right now. But the man who was pushing, I don't know if it's her husband or what, they're not releasing the details of their identity. So the woman right now is at St. Luke's Anderson Hospital. But the man who was pushing was immediately killed.
Yeah, obviously.
Crushed.
Oh, my Lord.
Horrific.
Yeah. Oh, that's horrific.
And I know that spot perfectly. That is a downslope as you're heading towards Bethlehem, and then there's one more exit towards Easton before you cross over into New Jersey and you go across the Delaware. There's probably no way that tractor trailer would have been able to slow down and brake. It's probably 65 miles an hour speed limit there, and it's a downslope.
My God.
He was a sitting duck.
Yeah.
Wow.
So just a tragic story there. So I know there are headlines. We'll get to all of it. Headlines of Kristi Noem. That's a big headline that went everybody was going crazy on social media. I'll just put that out there because I'll tease that one for you. This morning I saw a headline, and I'll just, two things. There's this woman named Anne Burrell in her, I believe in her early to mid 55 years young, Food Network star, if you love the Food Network,
yeah,
Anne Burrell.
Yeah, great chef.
Heartbreaking, that she has died.
No.
Beloved TV chef. Hosted Secrets of a Restaurant Chef, co-hosted Worst Cooks in America,
yeah.
And she has passed away at her Brooklyn, New York apartment.
Ooh.
So I don't know what happened here. There was a final social media post. I, to be honest, I don't know what happened here. If
okay.
This was what this was.
Yeah.
They're confirming her unexpected passing by her family in an emotional statement. They're not revealing that cause of death. There's a medical examiner now determining the cause of death.
Greatest TV chefs of all time. Top three. Number one, Emeril Lagasse. Number two, actually, I shouldn't say chef, although he is technically Guy Fieri. Love Triple D. And who was the old broad back in the day? What was her name? Julia
Childs.
Julia Childs. Those are my top three.
The old broad.
The old British broad. My mom used to love her.
Dan Aykroyd used to do her on Saturday Night Live, like do an impersonation of her.
Oh. Oh, an impersonation. I thought you just meant he did her on Saturday night.
What?
Look,
I think the most famous though sexy lady chef is, oh my God, what's her name? The Italian, my family members.
Giada.
Yes.
Oh,
Giada.
Yeah.
Who, like, I have relatives who are obsessed with her, especially male relatives.
Yeah, she's hot.
But Giada, she's and that accent, all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, the Daily Mail, I take that with a grain of salt, but they're saying that they're talking about Israel and Trump, so they have some salacious headlines that we'll get into as thousands of people flee Tehran this morning. Israeli warplanes, Trump considering, do or die moment. So
now, is that the free Daily Mail links, or is that the Daily Mail exclusive links where you have to pay to access the same crap?
This one, I think, is just the free. I think I have a subscription to everything. But I don't think so in this one, they're saying Russia has issued a warning to Trump after America gave Iran's surrender or die deadline. So they're really putting out fiery, salacious headlines.
Oh, so now Russia's getting involved.
Putin,
great.
Between Iran, all of that. And so Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, saying in a statement read by a TV presenter, and they're saying it's Wednesday because obviously we're different time zones. His country will not accept U.S. President Trump's call for an unconditional surrender. So these are his first remarks since last week when Khamenei delivered a speech broadcast on state media after Israel started bombarding Iran. He says peace or war could not be imposed on the Islamic Republic. Mm. So just some updates there for you as well. So let's talk about our sponsor this morning on this, what's going to be a stormy, steamy day. Independence Seaport Museum. Discover Philadelphia's River of History at Independence Seaport Museum, Penn's Landing. Climb aboard the Olympia, the oldest floating steel warship in the world. Tour the Bacuna, a World War II era sub, and explore life below deck. Plan your visit, phillyseaport.org, Independence Seaport Museum. Thank you for sponsoring Kill & Company News Live. And Nick, I know it's kind of unsettled, but the heat is here.
Yes, it is, Dawn. 72 degrees currently, going up to 84 today. Thunderstorms are going to wipe out most of the afternoon, and then the heat wave officially underway tomorrow, 91 and storms. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we will finally have nice, warm, dry weather. It's all brought to you by MTRuhl.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRuhl.com. All right, quick detour when we come back. Before we get to Bruno in the cut sheet, I've got to get to Bobby Kennedy and his battles against Big Pharma, Big Food, and also pharmaceutical ads on television. It's Kale & Company. Stay right there.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale & Company, as we roll on, how about that? The Dark Side of Music History, the podcast, an Odyssey production. Whoever hosts that show, whoever voiced that, may I recommend Phil Almquist as a cameo guest? I think Phil would be good in that spot. 91 LSXers. He's always good. He just donated $100.
Oh, my buddy. My Woo! Spirit animal.
Yes.
I love that dude.
Sharon.
Never met him.
No.
I love him.
Sharon just dropped $25.
Thank you, Sharon.
The money's coming in now. Here we go.
Come on, let's go. Keep it coming.
There we go. All right. We got to take a little detour here for about 10 minutes. I want to get into all things Big Pharma, Big Food, Big Ag, Big Bobby Kennedy getting things done. Headline yesterday, saw this courtesy of Axios, Kraft Heinz to eliminate artificial colors amid Kennedy and FDA pressure. The food industry under pressure from HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to ditch artificial dyes and colors from its U.S. products. And Kraft Heinz, one of the largest food and beverage companies in North America, says it will remove food, drug, and cosmetic colors from its products before the end of 2027. It also committed to not launch any new products with FD&C colors effective immediately. The company said nearly 90% of its U.S. products are already free of the synthetic dyes when measured by sales. So that's a good story. And then I want to get to what I saw from Bloomberg yesterday with this headline. The Trump administration is discussing policies that would make it harder and more expensive for pharmaceutical companies to advertise directly to patients in a move that could disrupt more than $10 billion in annual ad spending. And we've talked about this before, and I've said this many times. It's infuriating. It has bothered me for decades of, you know, just being bombarded with pharmaceutical ads. And I was just curious to see what the percentage of pharmaceutical ads are on certain networks, and you know, what channels or what type of programming will you see that the most. And I found this from Sportico.com on this subject of pharma ads. And the headline is, proposed pharma ad ban may be a bitter pill to swallow for sports TV. This is amazing. They write the following. They dance in kitchens and in meadows frothy with flowers. They dance at weddings. They dance while fireworks bloom in dark summer skies. They dance in the bleachers at slow pitch softball games. They dance at carnivals, and there's always a carnival going on. They dance for the sheer joy of having tamed their ulcerative colitis, their skin conditions, and their seasonal allergies, and because $5.09 billion buys a lot of fancy footwork. Did you know that in 2024, pharmaceutical ads accounted for 11.6% of all linear TV ad spending, specifically in sports? And how about this as well? Per iSpot, I don't know what iSpot is, but per iSpot, prescription drug manufacturers last year invested $896 million on in-game ad units, which actually accounts for 18% of the industry's overall TV spend. The NFL is pharma's favorite hunting ground, with 8.7% of the category's spend, or $443 million per NFL season. I am so tired of watching, and I'm one of these people, I don't know if it's because I work in the industry, but commercials are not a tune-out for me. My wife, driving in the car, listening to the radio, my wife at home, DVR, she cannot sit through a three-minute commercial break. She just can't fathom having to stare at something that doesn't entertain her or listening to something that she has no interest in. Commercials never bother me. I don't know if it's because it pays my bills or whatever, but they don't bother me. But I got to tell you, the amount of ads that you see on an NFL Sunday or a college football Saturday do this tonight when the Phillies play. The next time the Phillies play a 7 o'clock game, you sit down to watch the Fightins. Sit through all nine innings and sit through the commercial break and see how many pharmaceutical ads pop up compared to a Turkey Hill ad or, you know, any other food and beverage ad or a car ad. It is unbelievable the way they do this. And I got to tell you, if Bobby Kennedy can make this exponentially more difficult for these companies, I would be 1,000% on board. And I just wanted to bring this back up as well. I've been sitting on this for 2 days. You guys might recall, I think her name was Patty or Patricia. She was a pediatrician that called in a couple of days ago when we were talking about vaccines. I have this from The Blaze, Glenn Beck's site. And the headline is, "How Big Pharma Left Its Mark on the Woke CDC Vax Advisory Panel and What Bobby Kennedy Did About It." And if you recall, she was a pediatrician, and I thought she looked at it, and she made some good points. I didn't disagree with everything she said, but she was looking at it from a professional and a personal perspective. I think the rest of us are looking at it from a layman's perspective and a consumer perspective. I want to just point out these numbers here, because I think this is important. Health and Human Services Secretary Bobby Kennedy last week canned all 17 members of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the federal panel whose vaccine recommendations become official policy at the CDC. Now, there's a bunch of people that are listed here, and I'm not going to go through every single name of these doctors, but they're also attached to dollar amounts that they have received as of April 2025 from pharmaceutical companies. And this is why I don't feel any pain for any of these people that were let go. And I think the audience, in large part, will agree with me here. So one individual that was let go collected $54,000 from pharmaceutical companies, including $21,000 in consulting fees from Pfizer and Merck. Another individual, and you can find the names of all these people, there are a bunch of names that are difficult to pronounce. This guy received $18,000 in what appeared to be consulting fees from the vaccine maker Sanofi Pasteur, and thousands of dollars more from the company categorized as compensation for services other than consulting. Another now let go advisory panel member collected $55,111 from pharmaceutical companies. Another individual, $6,000. Another individual, $10,720. Another guy got $33,000, that is. And then another guy, $25,900. So I'm not saying everybody in the CDC is bad. I don't like, you know, categorizing all medical people as corrupt or all teachers as trying to indoctrinate. I mean, you know, I'm anti-teacher union for many reasons, including people like Randy Weingarten. I think they are activists, not educators. But some of these people in the CDC were collecting big checks and pimping and promoting stuff. And my thing on the CDC is they absolutely failed us during the pandemic. Everything they said about COVID, they got wrong or they were lying to us. From the efficacy of masks to the vaccine, 100% safe and effective, to even hearing medical professionals say, yeah, the whole social distancing thing, you know, 6 feet apart, there was no science behind that. We created it on the fly. So I'm not ripping the pediatrician that called in about, you know, these vaccines that kids get. Like, you can go through each vaccine, be an educated parent, decide what's best for your kid. But I don't feel the smallest bit of sorrow for any of these people that were already making, I don't know, $250,000, $350,000, $500,000 a year in their medical practice. And I don't want to hear about your insurance costs. Everybody's got insurance costs. So get out of there with that. But these people then on the take for more. And when we found out, remember, when that was leaked years ago, I think this was 2022 or 2023, Dawn. Remember the doctors that were giving you the COVID vaccine and the spiffs, the sales incentives? They were getting $25 or $45 per booster and per shot. I'm sorry. I think your integrity is a little compromised then. Do I really need it? Or you just get $50 per jab extra on top of your already unbelievable salary? So I'm curious to know what you think about this.
Well, I will tell you, a doctor did not give me the jab because here in Philadelphia, you couldn't really get it. I got it at the convention center. That's where really? I was Pfizered. Yeah. They brought in the National Guard. Remember that?
No, well, I was in Tennessee at the time. I got mine at like a local Walgreens or CVS.
And
that was the last time I got it.
In the city, because here, this region, I mean, we were ground zero for some of the toughest, most, I think, strictest, most stringent, and then longest running COVID mandates. But we were pretty much mandated. You weren't allowed to go to work. You weren't, you know. And so it was an intimidation thing. But it was the National Guard. That's who gave me the I have a picture of him. You know, that's where I got Pfizered. Was actually the...
That's where I got Pfizered.
I know.
I love the way you said that.
The convention center. I never got boosted, but I mean, everybody was being, you know, kind of intimidated with it. And
that's where I got Johnson & Johnson'd.
And I've been fine, yeah. But I'm fine, thank God. But yeah. Some people really... I have complaints about that and the fact that they feel like they were coerced. But, okay, so as far as this goes, I simply think it's important that we want to restore trust in our institutions. I mean, that's the overall theme, right? Yeah. Even, you know, when you're talking about streaming, that this is the first time in history that you see streaming numbers exceed the traditional broadcast TV. Why is this? Part of it is money, obviously, with going to YouTube and things of that nature and cutting the cord. But another part of it is people are looking for something different because they don't trust, you know, local news or the traditional sources of things. So whether it's medicine, whether it's your doctor, I mean, look at pretty much every institution, the government, we're all questioning everything now because of what we've been through.
Well, and I'm one of these individuals, and luckily I never ended up with a heart issue from the COVID shot like Tony Bruno ended up having an issue with, and we'll get to Tony here in a moment. You know, I have SVT. Now, it doesn't bother me. I don't even know I have it. It's not a...
And real, what's that?
That's the superventricular tachycardia. It's the... my heart goes in and out of, like, accelerated, but I don't ever feel it. I don't ever know it. I'm not at risk of dropping dead. It's less than a 0.02% chance. Doctors told me after they did my first ablation, they were like, there's still a little bit of leftover electrical work. We could go in there, but it would actually be more of a risk to go in there and mess with it based on where it's located. You're good. You're fine. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, your genes will take you out instead.
Right. Now, it doesn't mean I won't drop dead of a heart attack, but the SVT won't specifically kill me. But I got the COVID shot, right? And we know a lot of people got myocarditis. I mean, I could have, in theory, gotten that. And my biggest issue with the trust is I told you prior to the shot that heart history in the family, have SVT. I explained it. They were like, oh, yeah, you're fine. So, and of course, we know myocarditis was a big issue. Now, I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know if 9% of people, 2%, 1%, 15% of people that got the COVID shot ended up with myocarditis. We only hear the stories. I don't have any, you know, hard evidence that shows you a direct percentage. But, like, that's something I would like to have known about.
Well, that's just it. The point of it is, I told you guys, a prominent doctor, I've never named him because this, what he said, look, there's something with myocarditis, and you and Michael and David don't need, it's risk-reward is what he said. But they had the evidence even back in the day.
Yeah.
They knew about this myocarditis risk. Now, if the higher risk, depending on who you are and if you're allowed to have the conversation with your doctor, the higher risk, if you have some other thing like cancer or whatever where COVID's going to take you out, then you have to look at that risk reward.
Sure.
But we know now that for perfectly healthy people, especially teenagers and kids, they really did not need these COVID shots. And I'm calling them shots as opposed to immunizations because I think that's a piece of this that we need to separate out and say there are things like polio. You know what I mean? That's been a, that we know that those immunizations just prevent you from ever getting that. We can wipe out some of these diseases.
They do what they claim the COVID shot would do, right? Remember, we were told you get the shot for COVID, you won't get it, you won't spread it, the virus dies on impact with you, right?
So I think we need to change that up. As far as RFK Jr. firing that entire panel, there are a lot of people who are critical of that sort of, you know, broad sweep. And I, you know, I think there's so much else going on that in truth, we don't hear, because what are we talking about? War, Iran, Israel, the big, beautiful bill, the budget. I mean, there's so much else in the news cycle. And so we'll find out whether or not those individuals, are the new people more responsible? I just hope they restore the order and the trust.
I just want more of the Marty McCarrys, the Jay Bhattacharyas, the guys that, if you're shadow banned by legacy media and the left, odds are you're on to something. Odds are I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. So more of them and less of people on the take.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Bruno is with us. Greg Stocker, let's get to what's on the cut sheet, shall we?
Yeah.
What's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet on this Wednesday? Sponsored by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's making waves with a new Kool-Aid Charcoal Berry Fin Ice with a fun mix of tropical fruit flavors in every bite. It's the must-try treat of the summer. Don't wait. Try Kool-Aid Charcoal Berry Fin Ice at Rita's today. Be Kool-Aid at Rita's. Thank you, Rita's, for sponsoring the ever-important What Up Wednesday, Tony Bruno edition.
What's up, Bruno?
Of What's on Cut Sheet.
What up, yo? Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. That's my favorite band, and we'll discuss that later. Right? Have you heard of Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
Yes, I have, yes.
Face Who are these scrappers? Some the emaciated... Dirt. Some emaciated scrapper named Ronnie Winter now all of a sudden wants to ban Christians and Trump supporters from his shows. So there you have it. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Dawn, you're a fashion expert.
Yes.
What the hell is Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
I don't know. That sounds like something that's included in this specialty motel package at certain places. You know what I'm saying?
come for the heart shaped hot tub. Oh, stay for the red jumpsuit apparatus.
Red jumpsuit. I think that's what you wear in Florida when you get locked up in the state of mustard.
Exactly right. No, hey, by the way, how about my Florida Panthers? I come to Florida, and Florida becomes the hockey capital of the world over the last 5 years.
Imagine that. How many cups have they won?
Multiple.
Yeah, in last...
They've won two of their last three. They're 2-1 in their last three finals.
Is it a dynasty?
It's an amazing...
Is it a dynasty? 6-1-0. Oh,
okay. Yes, it is. It's a dynasty.
Florida has won more Stanley Cups than this country of Canada.
I know.
It's another
Poor
reason.
Edmonton, but you know what? Give them credit, man. They got great... People want to play in Florida because there's no income tax.
Yeah.
You think players who have a chance to play in New York, Philadelphia, or any other city that rapes you with taxes when you come into the town and you got to pay the city taxes when you come to your city to pay. You come to Florida, this is the land of the free, the home of not red suit, jumpsuit apparatus. We don't allow them down here.
Which That's is correct. A rock band, alternative rock band that the leader of the band says, literally, the leader of the band said Trump supporters are permanently banned from his shows.
I mean, he can say whatever he wants to. It's a free country.
Yeah, he can do that.
Speaking of being a free country, Tucker Carlson versus Ted Cruz.
Oh, I love this.
Tony Bruno, have you seen this yet?
I heard you guys at 6 o'clock when you played it. I mean, I've been up. I get up early. I got up an hour earlier today because I woke up and I thought it was 6:30, but it was 5:30. So I just came in here and sat down, and I've been listening ever since.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Tony Bruno. Well, let's start with that. It was in the Big Take, Phil. I don't know if you have it yet.
Oh yeah, this was the longer one.
Yeah.
Where they went the back and forth.
Yep. Roll this.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population
at all.
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay,
You don't know anything about Iran. So,
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who claims
anything about the country.
No, you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump.
I'm not saying that.
Who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani, and you said it was bad.
You don't believe they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right. With our help.
Wow.
Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, you're breaking news here because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
No, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting Israel.
High stakes. You're a senator. If you're saying the United States government is at war with Iran right now, people are listening.
Okay.
Tony Bruno, I'll let you break down the back and forth. I just would like to enter into evidence here for those unable to watch the YouTube stream. Ted Cruz is wearing boots in that video, which is very DeSantis-esque.
Well, he's from Texas.
Cruz. Yes.
Yeah. Boots.
You don't mess with Texas or Florida. Listen, what am I going to say? I mean, obviously people have turned on Tucker Carlson now. I mean, it's like wrestling. You know, we have to have a heel.
Yes.
You know, the hero becomes the heel. Actually, I saw a video of the old ECW where Nick Cale and I know the famous ECW arena, now the 2600 arena, where Stone Cold Steve Austin showed up once.
He did.
Jumped on the top buckles and was pointing it out when Tommy Dreamer was being held down at the old ECW.
But you say a lot of people are turning on Tucker. I actually feel like this is not so much about Tucker Carlson, but it's Steve Bannon, it's Tucker Carlson, it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're on the anti-war train. And to me, from everything I have seen, this is almost a 50-50 split down the middle. Some people are on board with Trump doing whatever it takes. Other people are like, no, man, I didn't sign up for war. I want peace. Stay out of it.
Listen, nobody wants war, but this isn't the bottom line is we still have troops stationed all over the Middle East. So the old Barack Obama, we have no boots are going to be on the ground. Well, no boots on the ground, no boots. No, they were hovering over all of these bases all over the Middle East where we have troops and we have aircraft carriers and we have all kinds of material over there just in case Israel is attacked. They're an ally. They're our only ally over there. And so that's the bottom line. Listen, I heard Dawn talking about the bunker busters and the bra busters. And what's the other term you called them, Dawn?
Bra busters.
It's basically the mother of all bunker busters
penetrative. It's the Moab plus the Moab with two B's.
With deep penetration.
Yes.
Well, you got to have deep penetration.
Because that matters.
No, you called them something else, though. You didn't call them bunker busters. You called them something else earlier. And my brain is now fried.
Yeah. Well,
Tom was using a certain term.
Anyway.
The term, I believe. I know. No. So I think the term was that first of all, I said it has to be dropped from a B-2 Spirit stealth bomber. Yeah. And it's the GBU.
Not a Spirit Airlines plane. No. You don't want to be dropped from a Spirit Airlines flight to Florida from Atlantic City. Don't want to be on that one.
Or Frontier.
It's a GBU. It's a GBU 57AB Massive Ordnance Penetrator and MOP. Massive Ordnance Penetrator. Precision
you
guided.
MOP?
MOP.
Chris Eppolito says that this whole back and forth benefits Tucker 100%.
Yeah, 1,000%. He's getting clicks and people are talking.
No, he did. I mean, I think Greg's going to say this.
Do you guys think
he did his job?
Yes.
He
did a great job.
He's not wrong there.
Nobody's of the belief that Tucker ambushed him, right?
No.
No. Okay. I said the population of Iran 2 days ago on this show, and I'm an idiot. So, like, don't take any advice from me, and I know it. Why doesn't Ted Cruz know it? Seriously. Seriously, why doesn't he know it?
See, I would have expected he would have said, like, well, it's about if you take three Texases and put a lot of mountains. Like, that would have been great if he had said that, because that's accurate. It's yeah. The Texas is a huge state. So if you took three Texases and you put them together mm-hmm. with a whole lot of mountains, that's Iran. And the mountains are relevant. That's why that tough terrain makes it tough to invade unless you have the only massive, you know, ordnance penetrator yeah. In the world.
Another clip has been released. By the way, Ted Cruz has tweeted out the entire interview. So he's like, they just took out a snippet, and here's the entire interview.
Yeah, the snippet
flatter him. Of course it doesn't. So this is another clip that was released on Israel spying on the United States. Does Israel spy on the United States?
Does Mossad share all of its intelligence with us?
Oh, probably not, but they share a lot. We don't share all of our intelligence with them, but we share a lot. It's a close alliance.
Do they spy domestically in the United States?
Oh, they probably do, and we do as well. And friends and allies spy on each other. And I assume all of our allies spy on us.
That's okay with you?
You know what? One of the things about being a conservative is that you're not naive and utopian. You don't think humans are all... Part of the reason socialism doesn't work is the mantra from each according to his abilities to each according to his needs doesn't work. As a conservative, I assume people act in their rational self-interest.
It's so it's why conservative to pay people to spy on you?
It's conservative to recognize that human beings act in their own self-interest, and every one of our friends spies on us, and I'm not...
Do you like it? That's my question. I'm not asking whether they have motive to do it. Of course they do. I understand that, and by the way, I'm not mad at them, but you're an American lawmaker, so I just want to know your attitude. Yeah. You said that your guiding principle, in fact, the only principle, the only criterion...
I said guiding, the overwhelming, I wouldn't say only.
Is it in America's interest? Is it in America's interest for Israel to spy on us, including on the president?
It is in America's interest to be closely allied with Israel because... We get huge benefits for it, and you want to see the clearest.
But I just want to stop on the spying for a second. That it takes place, as you know, and including on the president of the United States and several presidents. And I just want to know if that's okay and why is it okay? Wouldn't an American lawmaker say to a client state, "You're not allowed to spy on us"? I'm sorry. I know why you want to. I'm not mad at you, but you're not allowed to.
Sure.
And I don't care for it. I don't want to be spied on by you. Is that? It's kind of weird not to say that, but you don't seem able to say that.
Oh, wow. Man. Well, I mean, I did not know that Israel spies on us. I mean, China, yes. We talked about the Chinese spy balloons. We've seen Chinese police stations.
I think everybody spies on us.
Everybody spies on everybody. Yes. And we spy on everybody, too.
Why would you want to spy
Alexa
on
Alexa spies on me.
That's true.
Alexa spies on me in my house. Yeah. Everybody's spying on everybody.
Yeah. Smartphones.
I mean, who's zooming who? By the way, update on the Stanley Cups here from the Stanley Cup World of Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Stanley Cup for Ron DeSantis, 4. Whoever runs Canada, 0. So there you have it. Your scoreboard update today
for
the National Hockey League.
Florida is where Stanley Cups go to live.
Florida
exactly.
Goes to die.
Goes to die, but cups come to be hoisted. I was watching the whole ceremony last night. Every player, every coach, they get the cup, they kiss the cup, they skate with the cup. There's no other ceremony in
your
sports
cup?
That they kiss the cup.
Kiss the cup.
And they were kissing it in the same spot. So, by the way, by tomorrow night, there'll be in every strip club in Florida that Stanley Cup will be making appearances.
Absolutely.
Mark my words.
Absolutely.
All right, Cut Sheet continues with Tony Bruno, but let's talk about our friends at the Piazza Auto Group and specifically Acura. Amazing, exciting news for them as Acura, with Piazza just named America's best value luxury brand in Kelley Blue Book's 2025 Consumer Choice Awards. That means top performance, cutting-edge technology, and unmistakable style, all with long-term value you can trust. From the sporty Integra to the all-new ADX, Acura delivers more for your drive and more for your dollar. Visit Piazza Acura in Ardmore, Reading, or Westchester, and shop online for special offers at PiazzaAcura.com.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.